Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, what's going on? What is going on? We're having a little bit of technical difficulties right now, so I'm going to start the show. It's your co-host, JRA, a.k.a. Mr. Sunday Night, a.k.a. Any Night of the Week, a.k.a. Mr. I Does It Better. And wait, I think my co-host, is that Dre? Dre, you back?
Yeah, I'm back. Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, fucking Blog Talk Radio, dude. Like, this is why we haven't been giving y'all shows, man. I mean, they may hear this. I hope they fucking hear this. This is the most bullshit platform that anybody can ever do anything with. It doesn't make any sense. We haven't been able to provide our fans, our listeners, you guys, with quality shows because of them. And we'll be working really hard to get onto a better platform as soon as we can. You know, so bear with us. We may have, you know, scattered shows, but please bear with us. But we, for the two of y'all that are listening, one being my mama. Hi, mama.
Hi, mom.
Let's just get this ball rolling. Like, yep, see, above our moms, that's it. Anyway, so let's just get this ball rolling, shall we? I'm going to kick it over to you, Dre.
All right. I don't know what was said. I heard the instrumental, then I called in,
yeah.
You were talking. I don't know what you said.
Nothing. I was just giving an intro.
Okay. Well,
I was doing a Sunday night thing.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Meat and Potatoes. We're back with you guys. He talked about how Blog Talk Radio was crap and how we haven't done a show in a while, but we're back. No complaining. Thank you guys for hanging in to us. Thank you for all the new views we've gotten on the page. We do appreciate it. Tonight's
a lot
show,
of y'all, man. We really appreciate it.
We do. And we're hoping to reward you guys with good shows, not just tweets from the Twitter page, which, by the way, is @meat_n_potatas. Had to throw that in there. But, yeah, our show. So we're going to talk about retirement. We're going to talk about our favorite athletes, our most well-known athletes, retiring, and not just retiring, but also declining. I can think of about three athletes right now that haven't officially retired but are declining, and just how it feels to see athletes that we saw once upon a time that were men among boys now that look to be toddlers amongst boys. So was that too mean? That felt mean.
Let's go with kindergartners, man. I think college is a little bit much. You know, but that's just me.
That's like right next door.
Yeah, but, you know, Tyler's, they might as well just, well, there's a couple of them there. Okay, you know what, fuck it. It's not to me.
All right.
Let's continue. All right.
So we're going to talk about that. For those of you that do not follow NASCAR racing, which is like 100% of you, Jeff Gordon, a.k.a. the Rainbow Warrior, he was known as that, one of NASCAR's better drivers over the past 20 years, announced his retirement. I believe it's official. It's already official, if I'm not mistaken. He's done. He hasn't even raced this season, I don't believe.
Who?
Gordon, right?
Yeah.
None? Like, he stopped immediately?
Nah, I think he's eliminated from the chase, from the NASCAR playoffs, but he's been racing this entire season. Like, he's retiring as a full-time
next
driver.
Year.
Exactly.
Okay. Kobe Bryant,
so
we all know the rhetoric.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then we have Kobe Bryant. We know this narrative on him. Last season, contractually with the Lakers, most believe it won't be his last year. Some say it'll be his last year only with the Lakers. Maybe he'll play overseas. And then you have athletes like Tiger Woods, who's just, I'm off the bandwagon. I don't think he has anymore. who, jeez, I mean.
Spaghetti arms now.
Yeah, which, in all fairness, he can't feel his fingertips. And then Roger Federer, one of tennis's great players, one of tennis's great champions. Yeah, so.
But did he not? No, him, but he was at the U.S. Open final against Djokovic. Did Djokovic win? Or the Federer one?
He was, but Djokovic is he's winning more. Right.
He's not even 27 yet. Djokovic is.
Right.
Djokovic is really young. And
yeah,
so
yeah.
is Nadal. Nadal is younger than him. So, and then you also have Steve Smith Jr. I mean, Senior. Oh, God, don't kill me.
Don't do Junior now, because he... He made
crazy.
No one listens to our show, but somehow I feel that Quip would get to him and he would kill both of us.
Man.
So yeah, make sure you say senior.
That's where motherfucker real. I'm sorry.
it's just like Jemele Hill on His and Hers calls him the captain of that About Life squad.
He said what?
Jemele Hill calls him the captain of the About That Life squad.
Oh, yeah, he is. He a real crip out here. He don't fuck around.
He doesn't.
So
we wanted to talk about those athletes, seeing them in decline. What does that mean? How do we feel? So is there an athlete that I mentioned or that you've seen? Oh, we also have Floyd Mayweather, but, yeah. Sad to see go? Do you have any thoughts? What do you feel?
I mean, I've always loved Kobe Bryant, you know, like, even though, like, we're the, you know, we're right across the locker room, like, the Clippers, but it's just more so Kobe, you know, like, this is somebody who we always compare to Jordan, who is, I mean, we grew up on the end of Jordan's career. You know what I'm saying? 95, 96, 97, 98. That's when I remember Jordan most. Like, but Kobe was our Jordan. You know what I'm saying? We saw him grow up. We saw the 8 to the 24. We saw the 5 rings. We saw the Shaq and Kobe show. We pretty much saw Showtime 2.0 with this dude. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, I'm very sad for that. Him and Jeff Gordon, because Jeff Gordon was also my favorite NASCAR driver behind Dale Earnhardt Sr. So, of course, it's going to be sad to see the Rainbow Warrior Park for the last time.
I'm actually more sad about Tiger Woods because technically golf isn't a game where age really matters. I mean, it does in a sense, but Tiger in the grand scheme of life is still young. He's not 40. I think he's like 38 or 39. And, you know, ever since he crashed his Escalade into his apartment, you know, ever since that scandal came out, he just hasn't been the same.
He hasn't been the same.
And it's not just that. I mean, he hasn't been healthy. He's had back issues and foot, you know, leg issues, and he hasn't been healthy, his shoulder and this, that, and the third, and I understand that. But he easily, had he stayed on course, no pun intended, easily could have passed Jack Nicklaus's major record of 18, I believe it is. I think Tiger has, I want to say it's 12, I believe. So he easily would have passed him. And to see him go in decline so sharply, I mean, I remember the first golf match I ever watched was the 97 Masters, where he won by the huge, well, at the time it was a huge stroke margin until Jordan Spieth took that over this year, but he won by the biggest stroke margin at that time. It was unbelievable. It's like he was out there playing by himself, and he was only 21 at that time, and you knew moving forward, he was going to be as great as he wanted to be. And it's not that he's retiring. It's not that he doesn't want to play. He just, his putt game is gone.
He physically just cannot. Right.
Yeah, he can't. I mean, he's not the driver he was. What made him scary was his ability to hit for par or under par and be able to go to the next hole. He was always accurate on the green. He doesn't have it anymore. He keeps switching swing coaches and driving coaches and
It's like every season. It's like he has like two or three new coaches doing something. And the way he explains this shit, it's like a like you ever sit down and just talk to like a neurosurgeon or a fucking rocket scientist. That's how methodical Tiger Woods is about his game. And to like know that he has to go through these different coaches to get his right elbow mechanics right, or the right footing, or the right turn of the left hip facing towards the sun in order, you know, like shit like that. And like he's making all these improvements in his head, but it's not translating to the game. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's sad. And I mean, look, he's still a Hall of Fame golfer, still one of the best golfers to ever play, but he could have been so much more, and it's sad. The Kobe thing, I mean, I saw it coming about 2-3 years ago. Yes, I'm a Laker fan. I'm not just a Kobe fan. But
yeah.
Whether he does continue to play, it can't be with the Lakers anymore. We have to move on from him. He's got to move on from us. You know, I don't see a team in the NBA giving him what he would want, which would be a lot of money, because he still has a great amount of confidence in himself. Overseas, maybe, and that'd be great for him. I mean, he's huge. He's bigger than Yao Ming in China. I don't know how that's possible, but he is.
By not fucking sucking, but whatever.
Wow. Really, that's how you feel about Yao?
Nah, yeah, I mean, I'm like, I'm just talking shit.
Jeez, that was
felt appropriate. Don't judge me. Judge my damn life.
No, it was good. But anyway, so I'm sad to see him go, but I'm excited as a Laker fan to see the next phase of our team. Hopefully moving forward with D'Angelo Russell and Jordan Clarkson and Julius Randle. Maybe we get free agents. I don't think we do, but maybe we do. Maybe Kevin Durant comes over. I don't think so. But whatever. My point is that I can see that coming. Another one I feel bad for is Peyton Manning.
Yeah, I do too.
Because I hate when people call him the greatest regular season quarterback. No, he's a great quarterback, period. Forget the whole regular season stuff. I mean,
forget the like, playoff record.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, who off the top of their head can tell me Dan Marino, Brett Favre, John Elway, and Jim Kelly's playoff records? If you know all four of those, well, great for you. But the average fan, more than likely, doesn't know
shitty.
It. But what you... No, well, maybe. Whoa. Maybe Favre. I don't know.
Well, I know.
Look, I know
fucking shitty.
Well, shut up. I know Elway lost two or three Super Bowls.
And he lost
a lot of close games in the playoffs. Yet now when you talk about John Elway, he's one of the top 10 quarterbacks. You don't talk about when he lost those two games to Cleveland in the playoffs for the two Super Bowls. You talk about him winning. So, yeah, Peyton Manning lost two Super Bowls. And, yeah, he's gotten beat by Brady in the playoffs. But it takes a lot just to get to those Super Bowls. And I mean, we're talking about a guy that's rewrote the record books. 55 touchdowns 2 years ago. He's thrown for 4,000 yards, 5,000 yards in the season. I mean, he's
damn
been
5,500 yards.
Yeah, he's been incredible. And look, you have a neck surgery that's tough. When you can't feel your fingertips, it would be hard for me to brush my hair, let alone throw a football 20 yards down the field while a 300-pounder is running straight for my chest. So,
yeah, and, you know, and that's why I'm not super sad, because it's like you said with Kobe, it's more of an understanding. You know what I'm saying? This is like, we get it. You had a neck surgery. This is more likely your last year. This is more likely his last year to me. Like,
it should be.
You get to the point, because, I mean, you can't figure your fucking fingertips. Brock Osweiler is ready. I hope he's ready for the turn up. Where are they going to draft Jake Goff or some shit? I don't know. You got to figure that out.
And that's I feel bad. He can't even play with his kids. Can't feel his fingertips. But, you know, but retirement, I mean, and then I wonder, well, what happens to these guys after retirement? Like, what is – I could see Peyton Manning being a pitch man. He's good with DirecTV, Papa John's. He's been on SNL.
He could be
a
commentator. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's a really funny part. Like, he can definitely get into commentary. Kobe, like, is so... The thing about Kobe, the acumen, like, he has a really good business acumen, and he's a smart dude. Like, he doesn't have a formal degree. But I think I think he might go into the business sector or start his own shit or just become like an icon. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker just existing and making money like David Beckham at this point.
Or like Jordan. So, he can be like Jordan off the court, granted he doesn't have the shoes or the camp or the estate. But he could.
Yeah.
I can't see Kobe being the color commentator. That'd be hilarious.
Maybe a coach.
Inside the NBA with, no, Kobe can't be a coach. Oh, my gosh.
He fucking hates
it. He would kill his... No, there's no way.
He would literally
then he
murder...
Would,
like, there would be a crime scene on the in the game. You're right.
And then
imagine
he would
coach
try
Lakers
and come back. And then he would try and come back. And play and say, guys, here's how you
fuck
do it.
This shit.
It's like, Kobe, you're 39. Let it... No, you can't do this. Like, when Magic tried to do it, he tried to coach, he thought he was like, hey, guys, I'll come back and show you how it's done. No. Mm-mm. Don't do that. Stop it. So, it's really bad. It's pretty sad. Steve Smith.
As long as he wants to.
You know who I really feel bad? I mean, going back to football, Terrell Owens.
And Chad
Johnson.
They never really got to finish their careers at all.
Right, they did.
Like,
and they kind of just faded out. They were the biggest, arguably the biggest stars in the NFL in the 2000s.
Oh, and Marvin Harrison.
Yo. Seriously, where the hell is Marvin Harrison?
Running from the cops on that murder rap?
Yeah, seriously, because last thing I heard about him, there was some murder. I can't. It's the details are murky. All I know is someone was killed. They were saying he was involved.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, Marvin Harrison fell flat off the face of this earth. He's up for the Hall of Fame in about a year or two, I believe.
One of his kids or a lawyer or some shit. Like
is he in the witness protection program? Like, where the hell is Marvin Harrison? I'm
going to
hashtag
Jesus
that.
Sanchez.
He could
pass
up for that, too, with his little pedophile mustache.
Wow.
Yeah, honestly,
motherfucker.
I'm gonna start that hashtag on Twitter. Where's
Marvin?
Where in the world is Marvin Harrison? I need answers, because you go from being, like, the most prolific receiver in NFL history to allegedly possibly knowing about a murder, and no one can find you.
Yeah, like you say, he a Russian now, bro. His name is Boris. And he's a fucking IT, a hell that's tech out in Riverside, California. That's what he's doing now.
I really want to do that. I'd really love to do that story. Like, if I had time and money, I'd literally go and find where the hell Marvin Harrison is.
Hey, I think we found our 30 for 30 idea, guys. Don't you guys fucking steal it out there. We'll hunt you down. We'll get Steve Smith. We'll get Steve Smith singer on you guys. He'll fucking kill you. Super cripple kill you.
All right.
Well, that should be... But seriously, that should be our 30 for 30, though. That'd be awesome.
That could be a 30 for... Where the... okay. Marvin, if you're listening somewhere somehow, we just want to know if you're okay, if you did it. That's
Boris.
That's
Jesus.
That's what I want to know.
Raheem, whatever your name is today, man. We miss you, bro.
Yeah. We don't want to see you show up like Brian Daly, just laying in a... And I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that. I just mean I don't want you to be dead. Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry to the parents of Brian Daly, Brian Williams. Sorry. But yeah, Terrell Owens, Chad Johnson. I really feel sad because they didn't get to finish out their careers. Like, you know, Terrell Owens was supposed to go to Philly, recharge the offense, which he did for a year. And then he screwed that up. And then he went everywhere. To Cincinnati, Buffalo, where else did he go? Dallas. Didn't really do much there except sell, you know, give popcorn a good name and cry about Tony Romo. That's a funny clip. You should see it on YouTube. And then Chad Johnson gets his chance for the Patriots. doesn't catch a ball, goes to Miami, headbutts his girlfriend, now we don't hear from him. So,
and that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not, you know, I'm not here for, you know, trying to defend male privilege and shit. That shit went down a lot differently.
Has his job back.
Yeah, and you see, like, after now that he's in the spotlight and shit, that guy's a fucking asshole. That guy's a fucking dick. Like, you know what I'm saying? Now, like, we vilify Chad Johnson and Ocho Cinco and Terrell Owens.
Same person.
You know, for little shit. Well, except for the headbutt thing, that's not too little. You know, but, you know, like, it's...
I don't know. But it's sad. And actually, also speaking on the retirement thing, I guess kind of going back to Tiger and Peyton. It's all, I mean, you know, some of the athletes we've lost to early retirement due to injury. Penny Hardaway, Grant Hill, Tracy McGrady.
Arian Foster.
Well, okay.
He might as well.
He may. And I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't. But, you know, we never got to see those aforementioned three athletes see what they could do. They easily could have been the greatest players to ever play the game. Definitely Penny Hardaway. And,
you said Penny and who else?
Penny, Grant Hill, Tracy McGrady. Those are the three that stand out in my mind.
Right, and Grant Hill, what was crazy is that Grant Hill, throughout all those injuries, even though he never really led a team, like, dude had longevity like a motherfucker. I mean, he just retired 2 years ago.
Yeah,
and that's
crazy.
That's true.
He came still
in
played.
Yeah, and, like, he just wasn't, and that's the thing, that's the consummate professionalism about him, is that he took any role that a team was willing to offer him just so he could play. But
yeah.
I was happy when he was a Clipper because he did his thing. Like, he helped out the best way he could. It's, like, you can never say that Grant Hill was shit. Like, he at least put up, like, 12, 13 a night. You know what I'm saying? Like, consistently. Like, you may have his little spurts. He'll get, like, 20, 25 off or something. But, I mean, that was, like, in the mid-years. But he has just as long of a career as Kobe. And, you know, he just wasn't that guy. That was the only unfortunate thing.
And that's only because of his injuries. Because his career from 94 to 2000, I mean, he was putting up stupid numbers. His first set, he was putting up easily 26-7-7. He was putting up LeBron-like numbers before LeBron got in the league. Not saying they were the same player, LeBron-like numbers.
No.
And if he was healthy when he went to Orlando with Tracy McGrady, oh my God.
Bruh.
You kidding me?
Bruh.
It wouldn't have been fair.
Man. Ooh, and imagine if it was those two and Dwight Howard. Nigga.
You know what? But they wouldn't have got Dwight though, because that means they would have had to have been a bad team.
But think about it though. Like, what if they just have that one, all it has to take is just that 1 year?
That's true.
Like, it's that 1 year, bruh. They just didn't do too good to make some moves and make that trade. They move somebody else.
That's true.
You got a team with Grant Hill, Tracy McGrady, and Dwight Howard. Nigga, you're winning. Mm-hmm. You're winning the chip. Like,
a young Dwight Howard.
There's no excuse. Oh.
And that's actually too mad.
Why does nigga playing on the who's this number 20 on the Warriors? You got the Michael Jackson. Wow, this dude looks like Michael Jackson during the off the wall phase.
Okay.
Sorry, I got distracted. Was it?
Yeah, you really did. I don't know who. First of all, you asked, is Dwight Howard still playing? That's what I thought you said. That's why I laughed.
Well, I did. It was a joke though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's on a team. I don't know if he's playing, but. Anyway, all right. So, what?
Nothing. It was just the whole awkward exchange was funny though.
Okay. So yeah. So So that's our view on retirement. That's what we have to say about that. But we do wish Kobe the best, Jeff the best, Tiger when you finally do hang it up, Peyton, all you guys. Thank you guys for the memories. We didn't even touch on Derek Jeter. I don't know how
Man,
we didn't.
Greatest baseball career of all time.
You want to touch on that real fast?
Him, I would say him, Chipper Jones. Him and Chipper Jones were my two favorite baseball players, and Mike Piazza, but he retired a while back. But, yeah, I would say Derek Jeter is probably like one of the, if not the greatest baseball player in our generation, the new generation. Just by pure, always a professional leader. You know, I miss.
Your voice is fading now. Your voice
is fading
now.
How about now?
No, not really. Hello? I don't know what happened. I think his voice faded out. Sounds like it's just me. So you guys are stuck with me for about a good 3 minutes. All right. So, but yeah, that's what we wanted to say on retirement, on great athletes moving on. It's inevitable, must happen, you know, just like it has to happen eventually with athletes like LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony and, who else? Tom Brady eventually has to go sometime, which would be next year. Sorry, I hate the Patriots. I believe we have him back.
Hello? Hello?
There he is. All right.
Hi. How are you doing?
Hi there. Yeah.
Hi.
All right. Thought I was going to have to finish this without you. All right. So it is our extended portion of the show. Is your phone working enough all right for you to, for you to go?
See.
All right.
You want me to start it off? Okay. How about this NFL season? Pretty fucking wacky. Up is down, left is right, north is south, east is west. Like, I don't know what's going on. I mean, you have a Raiders team with a 500 record. You have a terrible Ravens team. You have a really good Cardinals team, a semi-terrible Seahawks team, a 6-0 Broncos team with a shitty quarterback player, Peyton Manning, lately. It's just bizarre world right now. It's just so weird. But, I mean, I guess it makes for, you know, good TV. The progressions of or degressions of Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota. It's a really sad sight to see. And I was thinking earlier that, really quick, that the last real nigga quarterback to come out as far as, like, being worthy of a first-round pick and being consistent is Cam Newton, just being honest. Because everybody else who has come after him has floundered terribly. So it maybe except Derek Carr. But I don't even think it picked in the first round. He might have been. But, yeah.
All right. Well, I don't really have time for one.
Ooh, my bad.
I'll make it really quick. Back injuries suck. To hear LeBron James having back issues right now at this age, before he's 30, right at 30, is very alarming. And so I hope that we as basketball fans get to really appreciate what we're going to see left of LeBron before his skills start to decline and diminish and before he eventually goes into retirement. See what I did there? Brought it full circle.
Oh, yeah.
Now look at me. All right, y'all. Thank you guys for joining us. We do appreciate it. We do appreciate the support. We're glad we're able to give you guys a show. Of course, give us all your feedback, and we'll talk to you guys later.
Peace out.